Okay, next. Ekadashi Parse. As per ISKCON, Ekadashi Parse means not to eat any food grain at all. But in the very famous Guruvayur temple of Kerala, on Ekadashi, cooked broken wheat is offered to the Lord Guruvayur Appan, who is none other than Sakshat Mahavishnu. This is offered as prasadam to the devotees. Each can follow very scriptures. That's why there is difference in sampradaya. Okay, Ekadashi. Now, you see, we understand that for the Lord Krishna, Vishnu, Dhamma, we should cook ordinary days or ordinary grain, even on Ekadashi day. The Lord does not have to pass. So there is nothing wrong offering grain to the Lord. Now, but for Vaishnav, it is recommended to fast on Ekadashi day. It's a rule. So devotees, they do not eat grain on Ekadashi. So now the question is here. Famous temple, they are eating cooked broken wheat and is offered to the temple, and this devotee has a prasadam to the world. Why there is difference in sampradaya? Now, our acharyas told us not to distribute grains from prasadam, not even broken wheat. And of course, what do you mean sampradaya? Which sampradaya guru I often simple? This is not any of four Vaishnava sampradaya. These are the brahmanas coming out from the Vedic lore, from the Vedic tradition, by Vaishnavism. The brahmanas, and you know, they worship Krishna there. So they don't follow Madhva's line, they don't follow Ramanuja's line, they don't follow Nimbarka or Vishnu's line. They are brahmanas. So this is the proof that they are distributing broken wheat to the people. This is the proof that knowledge by parampara only gives such a guidance. Now, if you are out of sampradaya, you will not know exactly. You know. But there is another reference. I heard from our friend Madhva. I can ask him shloka for that. It is explained in Shastra that the Ekadashi Vrata should be followed. Fast means fast. That is considered fast. But if you cannot follow full fast, means even without water, then there is anukalpa. Anukalpa means the small vrata. Anukalpa literally means the small vow, small vrata. So, if you cannot fast, then you can drink water or milk or fruits, but no grains, no beans, no grains, no beans, and what else? Basically, no grains and no beans. No? And then, if you cannot fast this much, there is a system of broken wheat, broken grains. The grains are broken, that's why the Papa Purusha is not there. It's not sinful, so the one can eat broken there. But Gaudiya Vaishnavacharya has never allowed that to the lowest level of anukalpa. So they told us, no grains, no grains. So we stopped here. But you can see Sri Vaishnava is marvelous. They follow the anukalpa one more level down. That Vayak Madhva, actually they asked us. Mr. Ramana and Madhusudan, they came one day to us and said, no, not today the Ekadashi, no rice. Yes, no grain. So I asked them, so what do you cook today? They said, idli dosa. I said, what do you mean idli dosa is grain? How is broken wheat? Papa Purusha is not there, so we. So this is called anukalpa. This is really the lowest. You know. They won't eat rice today, but they will eat broken wheat. So I understand that's also a lot in Shastra, but it's lower than. We ask you, why is it with Pulyodara and Vaikuntha Ekadashi? What is Vaikuntha Ekadashi without Pulyodara? Samar and rice. But they make it also with broken. Nowadays they don't follow it. So anyway, our acharyas never allowed to eat broken wheat on Ekadashi, so we follow that. And in Guruvayu, maybe they are following that anukalpa. Or if they serve, you have to say, cooked broken wheat. That I heard from others that is in the Shastra, but it's very lower standard, you know. And
You see, this one should understand the purpose of the Kadashi. Main purpose is that we reduce bodily contact of life and we hear more, think more about the Lord. You know, that's the main thing. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follows, and he instructed his mother. Previously, tradition was that widow will follow a Kadashi, but not married woman. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his mother that please you follow the Ekadashi. So he established for everyone, for all Vaishnavas, we follow Ekadashi, no grains, no beans. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed, that means before noontime we should offer Ekadashi to Charan. We should not offer grains and beans to go inside the Ethics. But to Charagram we can offer, to Radha Krishna Desis, Dakshinara and the Singhara we can offer grains. And we will not take grains, even if it's Vishnu Prasada, we should not take on that day. But we shall distribute next day, on Dwadashi day, that day. You know, and it is not recommended to distribute grain to other people on the Kadashi day. So, Srila Swami says that this is day when special puja, worship of the deities, can be performed, and one should be more absorbed in hearing and chanting. And it is done for Krishna's pleasure, that's the idea. Shiva Goswami says in Skanda Purana, eating grains on Ekadashi becomes, if one eats grains on Ekadashi, he becomes murderer of mother, father, brother and guru, and fell down even from Vaikuntha. Shiva Goswami says in Skanda Purana, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 4. Srila Prabhupada says also, Ekadashi is observed to increase strength of devotion. So, another letter Prabhupada draws to a devotee. One must be prepared to follow rules for Krishna. Otherwise, where is the proof that he loves Krishna? Simply love Krishna. Why to follow all these rules? One devotee draws me. I heard on your lecture you say one should not eat chocolate, one should not eat outside biscuits and you know, grains cooked by Kali. This is not what I said, this is what Prabhupada said, this is what Chanta said, this is the rules regulation. Do you think that Krishna is so merciless God that for one chocolate he will not go home back to God? I think man simply love him. And he is so kind, what is that one chocolate, one biscuit, is he going to get angry for that? And what kind of person is he? Even Guru will excuse us, what to speak of Krishna. But the question is, what is your love for Krishna? If you don't want to follow a simple rule, you can't give up some chocolate biscuits. Then what is your love for Krishna? No? I love you, but I'm not ready to do anything for you. No? Guru Maharaj gave that example. Husband comes home from job and wife says, I love you, but no dinner. Yeah? You don't have to tell, I love you. You just show, you serve. That's love, you cook. That is the expression of love. So you simply say, we love Krishna, you know. But then we eat biscuits and chocolate for time. Grain cooked by the non-devotees is considered dog's meat. This is it. So if we are not able to follow this much for Krishna, then how is the love of Krishna? Yeah? Simply in the world. We are devotees in the world. In the name. Lip service, bhakti. So, and also Srila Prabhupada showed that bhakti is more important than rules and regulations. In one particular incident, I'm not telling this to the standard, but Srila Prabhupada showed one that Jesus arrival, he arrived in the temple and devotees, you know, have this arrival lecture and the other devotees all gathered around, they've been seen for a long time. And one devotee brought a plate of some people for Prabhupada to distribute. So they brought in front of Prabhupada, Prabhupada took one bowl and then one other devotee said, Prabhupada, sorry, we forgot, there is a Kadashi, this is not the drink. So Prabhupada looking for the all these disappointed devotees, you know, they're just about to get some after shots of Prabhupada's drink, you know. And looking at Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, we are not fanatics. Hop, took one bowl and distributed it to everyone. Now, because it should not be misused and, you know, misunderstood. But the bhakti principle is more important for Prabhupada, the loving exchange between devotees at that particular moment. Then, you know, being like they are all expecting the same thing long time. Prabhupada could do that, Guru and Acharya. But we should follow strictly Ekadashi for Krishna's pleasure. Why do we fast? It's good, Prabhupada is purifying body and, you know, keep you health and the digestion system goes better. Maybe secondary. Just like stepney tire you get with purchase of car, but this is not the main reason why you purchase car. Why you purchase car? To get stepney tire. So it's not that to purify body and this, it's actually to purify mind, to control the senses and to flesh. One day, at least you are this jiva vegam, at least one day we can control the tongue, one day you say no. You know, one day we spend more time for hearing and chanting and engaging service of the Lord. That's the main idea. It's not that we are smart enough to follow all the rules regulations for sake of rules regulations. We follow for Krishna's sake. How Krishna will say, look, so difficult to control tongue, but my devotee is ready to fast, is ready to follow very rather, and still he just spends service, he's not giving up the service, he's forgetting his own body, he sacrifices everything for my sake. That's why Kadesh is considered another Bhakti Janam, another day which invokes Bhakti, which we can progress very fast, which we follow. So that is the rule, we follow the Kadesh, there's no discussion.